Unit 1. Culture 1. Part 2. Listening section. Exercise 3.
So, Yoko, what's it like being back in Japan after 2 years of study in America? Are you experiencing any reverse culture shock?
You bet I am. This morning, for example, I got on the subway to come to campus, and the train was so crowded that it literally made me sick. I couldn't help thinking about how different it was in America.
You mean they don't have crowded trains there?
Sure they do, especially in New York, where I stayed. But even in a rush hour train, there's a lot more respect for personal space. People keep their distance from each other, no matter what the situation. Here in Japan, we don't seem to care that much about personal space. We just put up with the lack of it.
That's just the way it is, I guess. But things are improving, you know. Last May, many railway and subway lines introduced women-only cars during the morning rush.
Yes, I heard that. But that's to protect women against sexual harassment, gropers and molesters and the like. I don't think the women-only cars are any less crowded, are they? Anyway, they're a step in the right direction. I wish my subway line had one.
It probably will before long. Officials had to do something to respond to the rise in complaints. Last year, the number of groping incidents on trains hit an all-time high. Can you guess how many there were?
I don't know. Maybe 1,000?
Guess again. More than twice that. And 3 times more than the number in 1996.
Why the sudden increase, I wonder?
Some say it's because women are becoming less reluctant to report such incidents. In the past, they've kept it quiet. Too embarrassed, I imagine. Unfortunately, the number of false accusations is increasing too. Lots of innocent men have got in trouble. It could happen to anyone, even me. To tell the truth, I think about it every time I step on a packed train.
So, in a way, it comes right back to overcrowding and the lack of personal space. In a way, we're all victims.